Blog Talk Radio.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
Talking about grace. Grace. You know anything about grace?
He's brought me from a mighty long way.
Brought me from a mighty long way.
I walk by faith and not sight.
I walk by faith and not sight. Come on, somebody. Grace. What do you know about grace? Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to thank you for tuning in on this evening. We want to talk about respecting the sacrifice. Praise the Lord. I want you to continue to be blessed with the music and know it's only by God's grace.
For keeping me. Oh, I can't thank you enough.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Come on, sometimes we just need to praise God in the midst of the pain. Amen. Praise God in the midst of the process. Praise God in the midst of the pain. Praise Him in the midst of the process. God has a process, and He's taking us through the process. Amen. This is Prophetess Teresa Cox. And I am excited and delighted to be here with you on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday evening, December 26, 2020. Amen. God made this day just for His people. Amen, amen, amen. I want to talk about respecting the sacrifice. What kind of sacrifice are you giving? Amen. I want you to get your Bibles. Get your Bibles and get ready. You're like a loaded gun. Amen. Ready for the enemy. Plans and plots. Well, Father, we thank you. You're mighty God. You're a mighty God. And God, we say yes and amen to your way. Yes and amen to your will. For there's nothing like you, Lord God. Father, I say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I bless your name. But tonight, God, we just thank you that you speak through me as I become a vessel that you would be able to use. Lord God, let my mouth be your mouth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Open up the ear gates of your people so that we all might hear what you're saying to your church. In the name of Jesus, where every knee shall bow and every single tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Glory be to God. Amen. His grace, it is sufficient for me. Amen. We want to talk about what kind of sacrifice are you giving? You know, all too often, we give God our second best and not our first. Okay, I'm glad you asked. If you would turn to Genesis chapter 4, and I'm going to read verses 3 through 4. And the Bible says, and in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord, and Abel, he also brought of the first of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respected unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respected. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is it thy countenance faileth? If thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desires, and thou shalt rule over him. Again, I want to talk about what kind of sacrifice are you giving? What kind of sacrifice are you giving? What kind of sacrifices are pleasing to God? You know, many would say, praise, time, ourselves, and so on. They would be right, but these are many more. There are many more in the Bible where God looks for our sacrifices. Not many of the ones found in the Old Testament due to the ultimate sacrifice that was given to us in through his son, are we required to follow and give praises of time, praises of ourselves, and so on? It's simple, because they look forward to the time of Jesus Christ. They was expecting some things. What are we expecting? You know, Jesus himself said that mercy is preference over sacrifice. Okay. Let's turn to Matthew's chapter 9, verse 13. And the Bible says, But go ye and learn what thou meanest. I will have mercy and not sacrifice for thee. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am come to call the righteous, but sinners. For I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repent. Okay, let's make another point. Matthew 12 and 27. For the Bible says, but if we have known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, ye would not have condemned the guiltless. But we are called to give different sacrifices. In Romans 12 and verse 1, we are told that we are to be, what? A living sacrifice. Amen? Romans 12 and 1. Let me read it. And the Bible says, I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye, you're part of the ye, present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. There may be many that we have to give up in order to do this. There may be many things, much time, that we have to give up in order to do this, to be a living sacrifice. You know, I heard people say, I'm not going to let them use me anymore. But it's called a sacrifice. You know, I don't mean to say that we would have to give it up every time. It doesn't mean that. Give up what? Everything belongs to God. So we give it back to him. But some things in our lives may hinder us more than it helps us. Now we are told to give sacrifices of praise. Okay, Hebrews 13, verses 15 and 16. And the Bible says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continuously. Okay? That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name, but to do good and to communicate. Forget not, for with such sacrifice, God is well pleased. Many times I have found that I don't want to praise God. You ever felt like that? You may not be feeling well. You may be tired. So many things may be going on in your life. But the things in this world will take precedent. They were coming first. But God will be pleased that we forget these things and give them to him, so that we can give praises to him. I know all of you at one time or another can relate to this. We don't feel like praising, but when we do, we forget all of our cares, all of our worries, when we press into the purpose, when we press into the process. Amen. We are also called to give spiritual sacrifice. Spiritual sacrifices. 1 Peter 2 and 5. Again, you hear people say, I'm not sacrificing anything. But 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, ye also know, as living stones, being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. You know, we don't bring sacrifice to burn anymore. So what can we bring to sacrifice that will actually please God? You know, our lives live through the following of his son Jesus, which means that many sacrifices had to be made. We may have to follow God instead of our parents, that party we want to go to. We may have to stay away from that girl that we want to date. That man that we want to date may not be in our best interest. These and many, many things have to be weighed against what God has given us as rule to live by. Sometimes we don't understand what God is trying to say. Amen. But bearing these many things in mind, what kind of sacrifices are you giving to God? Come on, somebody. What kind of sacrifice? It's only by his grace that we are not consumed, because we haven't respected the sacrifice of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. That was a sacrifice. That was a sacrifice. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for he loved. God loves us, and his love will not take away any good thing from us that we need to have. God loves a cheerful giver. It's not just monetary, but he loved those who will go and help the needy. He loved those that will give up their time to help others. But what kind of sacrifice are you giving to God? You know, sometimes we get caught up. You know, we go to church, but we never become the church. We get fed, but we don't go and feed. Amen. God wants us to grow. He wants us to become. He wants us to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord. God is expecting some things from us. In Numbers, chapter 18, verse 13 and 14. And the Bible says, all the best of the oil, and all the best of the wine, and of the wheat, the first fruit of them which they shall offer unto the Lord, them have I given thee. And whatsoever is first ripe in the land, which they shall bring unto the Lord, shall be thine. It's going to be yours. Everyone that is clean in thy house shall eat of it. The following verse is about setting aside or bringing things for living. These were to be given for the priests and the Levites so that they may eat. But take a look at what it says. It says the first fruit of all of thy increase. The first fruit of thy increase. Respecting the sacrifice. Now let's go to Proverbs 3 and 9. And I'm going to read 9 and 10. Come on, we got to eat the word. We got to begin to become the word. God wants us to grow. God wants us to change. God wants us to become more like him. Proverbs 3 says, verse 9 and 10, honor the Lord with thy sacrifice. I'm sorry, with their substance and with the first fruit of thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty. You're looking for the plenty. You have to follow the principle. And thy presses shall burst out, what, with new wine. And in this verse, we're told that God accepted Abel's sacrifice over Cain. And it also mentioned this in Genesis 4, verse 5 and 6. But why? Why would God say that Cain wouldn't accept Cain's offering and accept Abel? You know, some would say Cain had pride, but why not? He had the hardest to go of it in order to bring something to God. And working the land is a lot harder than watching some animals. This may be so, but both are harder in some ways than the other. But there are some verses that may show some other things. Now let's read Proverbs 3 and 9 again. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with thy first fruit of all thy increase. So we're told to bring the first fruit to God. And out of pride, Cain could have said that we're going to keep the first of his harvest instead of giving it to God, or may not have brought the first best. Maybe he bought the second. Respecting the sacrifice. Are we not guilty of this very thing at times? You know, we're so busy. We're too busy to go and witness right now. But we can go to church, but we don't want to witness to anyone. And it's a mandate to go to the highways and the byways. What? And when you get there, to compel Hakararaboshe, to compel men to Christ. But when I get to the point and make the point of what I have to say, you're going to get helped. You'll be helped. You know, our finances can be tight. Our time can be limited because we think we got to do this and we got to do that. So I can't help with my money right now because my bills are tight. Have you heard that before? I can't take time for you because I got too much time and too many things that I need to do, doing something different. I got too much work to do. There is a show coming on that I have to be wanting to watch on TV. Been wanting to see this program. I don't have time. And then we go on and on and on. And surprisingly, enough will never seem to be enough. We never seem to get any blessings, but we're so busy doing nothing. Or when we do it, it's not what we're hoping for. We expect God to be happy with our leftovers. We expect God to be happy with what we're able to pencil him in our schedule. But is he really happy when we give him a token, referred, a reference in our conversation, throw them in here and there? Or we help when we're able to, according to our time, according to what we feel we should do? He expects something else from us, but he does not expect to be second. Because he's the Alpha and Omega. He's the first, not the last. He's the beginning and the end. It's all wrapped up in God. And because we're God's son, we're God's daughter, we're part of God's kingdom, he wants us to understand that he not only wants the first of our finances, but he wants the first of our life. You know, we give our tithes, we give our offering. We are to give him our first fruit of our paycheck, of our earned income, of our income. The total amount is not just the take home, but we're to give him the first of everything that we give, everything that we receive. Amen. It's a lack of faith on our part when we're not able to give God back to him what he has given to us and to take the first of it out. No, we don't want to do that. We want to do what we feel we need to do in opposed to trusting God. What kind of sacrifice are you giving? Are you respecting the sacrifice? What kinds of sacrifice are you giving to God? Are you giving the first and the best? Or are you giving seconds and the leftovers? Are you like Abel? Or are you like Cain? How big is your faith in God? Because God supplies our every need. And when you give the first of what you receive, can you forget about the cares of the world long enough and give the sacrifice of praise? When you do not feel like doing it, do it anyway. God said we ought to love him with everything that we have because he's God and there's no other God besides him. Respecting the sacrifice of our King. Amen. This is Prophetess Teresa Cox. Just want to feed you just a little more. It's all by his grace that we're not consumed.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
Me.
I want you to know wherever you need God's grace, it's always sufficient, on time, and exactly what you need.